There is a divine equation in your life. If you turn to your Bibles, and we're going to go right back to where we were on last week. And I have to do this. Romans 8, amen, and 28. We talked about last week, we talked about get your hands up, right? Amen, lift your hands up. But in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says what? All things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. My brothers and sisters, have you ever found yourself in a situation and you felt like you were all alone? Have you ever found yourself in problems within your own household? And you almost said the words that Jesus says, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Everywhere you turn, on every corner, there seemed to be trouble. There appeared to be a problem. All things work together for good. That's what the word says, but we so many times question if everything that we go through is for our good. Have you ever questioned, Lord, what did I do? What have I done to deserve this in my life? Well, I want you to know this morning that you do have a divine equation in your life. And when the Lord started to deal with me on this, I began to think about many situations and many instances in the Bible where there were unfavorable circumstances, but they came out to a favorable result. Amen? Have you ever been faced with unfavorable circumstances? And because God, we know that God will never leave us nor forsake us, and we held on and we waited on the Lord, everything seemed to work out all right. I heard Deacon Smith say this morning that the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those who endure to the end. My brothers and sisters, we had to wait a while, amen, to see what the end is going to be like. A lot of us abort the mission too soon. A lot of us give up on what God has for us in our lives too soon. The race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but for those who endure till the end. And if we knew what the end was, my brothers and sisters, we know that we are victorious. Amen. If you read your Bibles, you know that in the end, after all of this is said and done, then everything is going to be all right for us. Amen. Amen. My brothers and sisters, when you look at things, amen, in our lives today, what is the divine equation? Well, first of all, we need to understand what an undivine equation is. I had a young lady that came to me one time that had been married 3 times and had gone through 3 or 4 boyfriends. Now, and all she wanted to talk about was how sorry men were. There are no good men out there. Men are just sorry. I said, now, wait a minute, sister. You've been through 3 marriages and to my knowledge, 3 boyfriends in the last couple of months. Now, the common denominator in that equation is you. You mean you gone through 6 and you can't find 1? Uh-oh. All men are, but you've been in all 6 of those relationships that I know of. And no telling how many other ones that you don't tell me about. So who's the common denominator in that situation? The Bible tells us that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. And if there's always confusion going on in your life, God is not the author of confusion. See, a true Christian, a true child of God, amen, those of us that are trying to be A-plus Christians can have peace in the midst of a storm. Has anybody ever had peace in the midst of a storm? When you put God in your business, then everything works out for good for you. You know what? Until I trusted my money, amen, with a good banker, amen, I made mistakes with my finances. Amen. Until I trusted my life with a good woman, I made mistakes in relationships. Until I trusted my soul with Jesus, I was headed to a burning hell. Are y'all gonna pray with me this morning? I'm talking about a divine equation, a divine equation. My brothers, y'all don't get it yet. Let me see. Salt. How many of y'all use salt? Y'all use salt in your food? You need to quit all that. Stuff's bad for you. But salt, my brothers and sisters, the content of salt, and I think I got this right. We got a few scientists in the building this morning. But it's a combination of sodium and chloride. Now, separately, these are two deadly poisons that'll kill you. But see, a divine equation brings two things together that might kill you into something that's going to help you. Salt is for taste. It makes things because they come together. And what does the Bible say? Where two or three are together touching and agreeing. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. A house divided against itself won't stand. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. I'm talking about a divine equation. So, what a divine equation will do, it will take unfavorable circumstances and they will fall out to have a favorable result. When you look at the Bible, my brothers and sisters, see y'all, we still don't get it yet, a divine equation. Okay. Moses was at the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army behind him. Wilderness on both sides, the Red Sea in front of him. An unfavorable situation. Because Pharaoh's army was coming to kill and destroy and even enslave again the children of Israel, right? But God spoke to Moses and told him, stretch out your rod. A divine equation. See, you see how God, when he works in something, it seems impossible. People had begun to grumble and tell Moses, you brought us out here to die. We should have just stayed in Egypt land. At least we were safe. At least we could eat. But the Bible says that Moses stretched out his rod and the water began to part. And the children of Israel walked through on dry land. And my brothers and sisters, there were 606 soldiers, amen, from the army that were chasing them. And when they got into the middle of the Red Sea, The 605 stepped in, but as soon as 606 stepped in, God closed the door. And the water rushed in and took them all out. I'm talking about a divine equation. See, God worked that whole thing out for their good. All things work together for good. And what's so awesome about them at this particular time, now we know what happens to them later on, and we're going to start a series, not next Sunday, but the Sunday after, about faith. Yeah. I wanted to start it today, but we're going to start it in 2 weeks. Amen? And I don't know how long we're going to be on that one. But about faith. And then we're going to see what happens to the children of Israel. You get it yet? Divine equation. The army, amen, wilderness, rest. No, everybody, not there yet. I'll rewind back just a little bit further. 10th plague that was placed on Egypt land. Y'all remember that? The death angel. Ooh, I should have saved this one for last. Every household that had the blood of the lamb on the doorpost on the doorpost. The death angel passed them over. The death angel coming into the city is an unfavorable situation. But if you're covered by the blood, the death angel can't do you. I'm talking about a divine equation. Young folk, we got it yet? No, we got it. Are we there yet? Y'all sure we're there yet? We are we there? An unfavorable situation. I don't want to call folks out this morning and talk. Can I use your sister? I don't know if you know. I'm gonna call her Minister Lust because she's ministering all over. Amen. I mean Minister Braxton. I'm sorry. I knew your old name, but Minister Braxton. Amen. Minister Braxton went through a situation. Amen. Where she was incarcerated, not in the county, not in the city jail. You know how we got y'all got them public intox and they put you in jail overnight and let you out in 24 hours. Oh, nobody ever got one, yo. But not for not paying tickets, not for hot checks. But she went to prison, the big jail, went down south. An unfavorable situation. But over the course of 7 years. See, God had to shut her down, had to slow her down. All things work together for good. See, she didn't want to go to jail. She didn't see it coming, but it happened. God will use unfavorable situations. Hallelujah, somebody. Sister Roberta, God will use unfavorable situations. You were sick, but God was in the equation. There was a divine equation that even though you were incarcerated, God began to talk to you. He began to speak to you. He began to tell you, you know what? This is not the end. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. All you got to do is believe in me, keep seeking me, keep praying, and I'm going to work it out. And now she travels all over the state of Texas telling others. See, you've been through something. God brought you out, and you're too selfish to tell somebody. God brought you out. We got a church full of folk. We got a church full of people that have been hurt in church. Been around you, folks that say they Christians, say they love God, and then they cuss you to your face. Use that. See, the reason why, the only reason why you didn't cuss them back. Come here, Johnny. Oh. Come stand over there, Johnny. Johnny's unfavorable. He's unfavorable. And he's just cussing me to no end. Me standing here by myself on my own, the way I stand. Yeah, you're a big boy, but want some, get some. Bad enough, take some. But come here, look at when God is in the equation. Come here. Come here. He cussing me, talking bad. Come here. Ain't seen him in a while, have we? Had to use him. Maybe he'll come back with his orange chapel shirt on. But see, when the Lord is in the, when you have a divine equation, look who's talking in your ear. Bless them that curse you. Love them. Love your enemy. And to love your neighbor. Look. When he's in the equation, you know, bro, I love you, brother. I love you. You keep cussing. You slap me on the cheek. And then I turn the other cheek. Slap me on the cheek because he said, I got you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Y'all have a seat. Ain't God good when there's a divine equation. Oh. as I hurry to my close. Is it time to go home? My brothers and my sisters, when there's a divine equation, we can really stand on that book in Romans 8 and 28 that says all things work together for good. For those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. But because when you look back over your life, you see that those things that should have hindered you end up helping you. Can I get a witness this morning? Those things that should have messed you up, they end up blessing you. Ain't the Lord all right this morning? My brothers and my sisters, those things that afflicted you ended up lifting you. Can I get a witness in the house? Hallelujah. Ain't the Lord all right? Those things that should have killed you, they end up saving you. Can I get a witness? Are y'all gonna help me on this side? Ain't the Lord all right? Those things that should have taken you down, they end up lifting you up. When folks are running around putting your name all in the streets, you just got free advertisement because God is good. Ain't the Lord all right? Is there anybody here that wants to praise God this morning because he's been so good? I'm here to tell you this morning, Brother Braxton, that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I'm so glad that I love the Lord this morning, but most of all, I'm so glad that he loves me. Ain't he all right? I'm so glad that he shed his blood for me. Ain't he all right this morning? Hallelujah. That thing that should have taken you out ends up keeping you in. Ain't the Lord all right? You are still alive because Satan wanted to kill you. You are still alive because the Lord showed grace and mercy. Ain't he all right? You know, and I know, that we have all made some mistakes in life, but thank God for Jesus. Ain't he all right? All things work together for good for those who love the Lord. It's kind of hard for me to comprehend. Hallelujah. When Jesus was on his way to the cross, there were people talking about it. He hadn't done a thing wrong. There were people lying on him. But all things work together for good. Ain't he all right? They beat him all night long. They beat my Savior all night long. But I still have to remember that all things work together for good. Ain't he all right? They put a nail in his hand. That's for my good. They put a nail in his other hand. It's for my good. They put a nail between his feet. It's for my good. They nailed him to that old rugged cross. It's for my good. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right this morning? They pierced him in the side. It's for my good. Hallelujah, somebody. The Bible says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. It was all right when he was laying down. But when they lifted my Savior up, when they lifted him up with his arms stretched wide, they lifted him high. Ain't he all right? I'm so glad that he didn't come down off that cross. I'm glad he hung there. I'm glad he hung there. But in the ninth hour, in the ninth hour, in the ninth hour, my brothers and my sisters, he hung his head. And he died. It's for my good. It's for your good. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? I said, ain't he all right? He died. But I'm so glad that he rose again. It's for my good. Somebody shout hallelujah. He's gone to prepare a place for me and for you. It's for my good. Ain't he all right? I'm so glad that God is in the equation in my life. If it wasn't for a divine equation, I wouldn't be standing here. If it wasn't for a divine equation, I would have lost my mind. If it wasn't for that divine equation, I wouldn't be here at Orange Chapel. I couldn't be a preacher. I couldn't be a pastor. I couldn't be a father. I couldn't be a husband. But thank God that he's all in my business. I encourage you today, put the Lord, you need a divine equation in your business. Any all right, and other things that tie folks down, they'll build you up. All things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Somebody shout hallelujah. See, what Satan thought that once he got him on that cross and once he died, the grave thought that it was all over. Oh, but he didn't know who he was messing with. Every once in a while when folks start messing with you, when they start hating on you, talking about you, even in your relationship, when they start, when the other one get crazy, you don't know who you're messing with. On your job, when you don't know who you messing with. Because there's somebody in my life. Hallelujah. There's somebody in my life. Everywhere I go, he's right here. Ain't he all right? Everything that I say. Uh-oh. Divine equation. Put God in your life. Put Christ in your life.